This is the web stream of KBOO Portland. KBOO is 100% community supported. If you have not yet become a member, go to the website kboo.fm and click on the tip jar. Ever gonna give up.
Welcome to Tillicumwawa, Voices of the People. I'm one of your hosts, Eugene Johnson, with...
With me, Shesley.
And me, Etziona, Osio, and Yatehe.
And Lewis.
We have a special guest in the air room with us today, TJ Ravenwolf. How are you doing, TJ?
I'm doing okay. Hello.
Welcome.
And we have a couple of guests on the air or on the phones as well. Swill Canham. Did I say that?
Yes.
And
welcome.
And Hannah.
Thank you so much.
And Hannah Martine, who are helping TJ organize the Indigenous Experience Northwest 2013. So how are you all today?
Oh, wonderful.
So whoever wants to talk first, can you talk about what this event is about and when it's happening?
This is TJ here. The Indigenous Experience Northwest 2013 is about addressing some issues of lack of representation and presence of Native arts and culture in Portland. Portland has a huge, huge scene here for everything but the Indigenous community. And I was sitting there with some friends and talking and speaking with Hannah Martine and Swill Canham of Honor Works. And basically this idea was formed in talking with Cody Blackbird and my art rep, Deborah Newman of Petit Way Incorporated. And this whole idea was birthed. And Swill Canham has been super as stepping up as the MC for the event, also storyteller and a performer. He's an incredible man with an incredible story. His business with Honor Works is incredible, and it's just it's an honor to have him and all they bring come on and help support this.
Great.
Well, gosh, that's really impressive. I think it's really neat. This is Swill Canham. What I'm really excited about is working with TJ on this, and I really appreciate that people are saying that I personally am helping with the organization. I'm really not. TJ has put a lot of heart energy into that conversation, the initial conversation, and you can't say no to passion, really. I mean, I can't say no to this kind of passion that he has for this event, and the people that are responding to that passion are really high-quality people, and so I appreciate that the reference that I helped organize this, and really all I said was that I would be willing to do what I can to help.
That's all that's needed, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
And Hannah, are you there?
Yes, I am here, and I, TJ is a dear friend of mine, and when he first came up with this idea, I knew that he needed to have Swill Canham in the mix of performers. Swill Canham is the president of an organization called Honor Works. We're a nonprofit, and our mission, and I'll let Swill Canham talk a little bit more, but if I can just encapsulate it, we want people to experience their feelings through art and music and notice how their life can change to the better when art and music is expressed in a person's life. And so when TJ started talking about this event, that's exactly what we want to do. So there was really no way we could say no to him. Great. Isn't that right, Swill Canham?
I absolutely agree. I was fostered away from my culture and my people in foster care before the Indian Child Welfare Act was initiated. And I was told, not just by the family I was fostered into, but by the system, what it meant to be Indian. And I've obviously been out, I'm 51 years old, I've been out of foster care way longer than I was in. But I'm still dealing with and the internalized oppression that's inside me. And talking to TJ, and it reminded me how important it was for me to experience Native American arts in both performance and also various forms of media, and this is an opportunity for the rest of the community to see what is true about our culture. I mean, that I know who I am now is evidence of my personal education, that I know my identity, that I know my culture, that I know where I'm coming from. How I know who I am is from my culture. And this is an opportunity for people to experience Native American culture in almost every format, in one community gathering that's open to the general public.
Well, that's great. I think your story is similar in a lot of people's lives, that they've been taken away from their culture and they rediscover them as adults. And it's a great thing. It's a real blessing.
Yes.
I'm grateful that we all have it.
Yeah, I'm really thankful. And one reason why Honor Works is called Honor Works is that when we honor our skills, our gifts, and talents, we honor everyone. The gathering, the conclusion of the gathering at the University of Lethbridge in 1983, when they concluded that the hurt of one is the hurt of all, and the honor of one is the honor of all. In our presence, we will be present to the wonderful skills, gifts, and talents of all the Native people that are willing to participate in this organization. And I'm really excited about, first off, the venue. TJ, can you talk about the venue a little bit?
Yes, it's at the Scottish Rite Center, the Ainsworth Event Center on 15th Southwest Morrison. It's an incredible building with a lot of history. We have the lounge for ticketed people. We have the ballroom, which is going to have the storytellers, the speakers, and the art and the native food. And we also have the auditorium upstairs. It's just a classy, classy place. And we have parking available for elders as well in the parking garage across the street. I don't think that's we could great. Have asked for a better place for something like this to share who we are and what we do. You know, the theme of the whole thing is called The Medicine Within, Community, Family, Tradition, and it's an evening of art, music, storytelling. We're asking people to come, you know, celebrate with us to help honor and pray everything and all that we do, to say that we are here and we're not going away.
That's right. Yeah. And, you know, when you're honoring each other, you're honoring the great one. So it's right.
Can you give the web address to?
Yes, you can go to indigenousexperiencenw.com, and we also have a fundraiser going with Indiegogo. All of this whole thing has no sponsorship, and we are looking for sponsorship. We are open to it. It's been my art rep, Deborah Newman, who's been basically doing this out of pocket. This is out of my pocket. I've been beating the streets. We've been pulling on some great performers such as yourself, Swill, Cody Blackbird, Swill Canem, I'm sorry, Cody Blackbird, Keith Sokola, and we pulled in a local Warm Springs, Oregon hip-hop group, Double Feature, which has Big B and Nate. So we have a pretty round list of performers. Speakers are incredible. We have Lillian Pitt. We have Rick Bartow. We have Charlene Tachette. We have Jubal Perkins and Phil Archambault to do our invocation and speak about local issues.
So if I could just, this is Hannah, if I could just say something about the fundraising website on Indiegogo.com that TJ put together. You know, is we're asking people to support this so that funds can be generated. And really, if one of the benefits of contributing just a little bit of money, people who contribute $55 get two tickets to the event. So it's basically just a purchasing the ticket in advance kind of thing that would really help TJ bring in some of those funds that he needs to finish setting up all of the millions of things that he is trying to set up.
That's great. And where would they donate and get their tickets?
On Indiegogo. We also have tickets for sale locally here at Cedar Mountain Drums, and you can purchase tickets at brownpapertickets.com or go to the website, and all of the links are available on the website on indigenousexperiencenw.com.
Or if you know Drea Robidoux.
Yes.
Of the Boys and Girls Club.
Big Brother, Big Sister.
Oh, yeah, Big Brother, Big Sister.
The date is, one more time.
Pardon?
May 30th.
May 30th.
2013.
Okay, yes.
We have time. We have time to make this work as a community. Mm-hmm. I really like that. I think the energy obviously is there, and from the artists that are willing to show up and share their gifts. I appreciate that, but let's really support this. I think it's a tremendous opportunity for the Portland community to acknowledge Aboriginal culture from this area. Mm-hmm. It's really exciting.
And fun.
Yes. One of the things that we've done here is we've invited a greater portion of the community, a lot of local community organizations, and they're coming on board pretty quick. We just pulled on Native American Youth and Family Center, mm-hmm. Native American Rehabilitation Association, the Wisdom of the Elders. We just pulled on a few more, too many to list right now. RAC, Regional Arts and Culture Council. I believe the Business for Culture and Arts is coming on board as well. We're waiting for confirmation.
You're also working on getting it live streamed through KABU here, aren't you?
Yes, we are.
Oh, great.
Really?
Yes.
That's exciting.
So, Swill Canem, you will be wearing many hats on that.
Okay.
And playing a violin all at the same time.
What time does it start then? What time can the people actually walk in the event?
The doors open at 2 to the public in the main ballroom. So there will be all the community exhibitors with their booths to share who they are. The storytellers and the public speakers will be at that time. And the Native Foods to ticketed people, or if they don't want to see the music, they can purchase a ticket to eat some food. And we just got 110 pounds of bison donated from the LBRT Bison Ranch out in Forest Grove. The guy, Tom, the owner, is just incredible. Right now, we're working with some people to try to get 150 pounds of salmon to feed the people. And yes, we do need sponsorship.
Have you talked to some people up the gorge about the salmon?
We went to the gorge. We went on an incredible journey yesterday, and we talked to the people there. They referred us to the Warm Springs Indian Reservation, and I believe they have some salmon that is frozen from last year. But for me, feeding the people, if it's frozen from last year, that's good enough for
me.
Oh, yeah. So, Swill Canem, you're also a violinist?
Yes, sir.
Do you have CDs?
I write
virtuoso.
Music.
Virtuoso.
I used to be a street performer in Seattle at the Pike Place Market, and it's funny because I say used to be, like it wasn't all that long ago, but it was a couple decades ago. I was a street performer, but I remember how confused people were that a Native American was playing the violin at the Pike Place Market and was classically trained, and they'd come up to me and they'd say, you know, what kind of music is that? And I'd say, it's my music. And then they'd say, no, I mean, what nationality? And then I'd say, I'm American, so I guess it's American music. And they'd say, no, it would really come out as, why is your skin brown? And it's like, I'm Native American, and this is my music. And then they said, well, what's that song mean? What's that song about? And I found out that that it really helped that I explained to people what my music was in a story before I played it, so that they could enjoy the music and not have that question in their brain the whole time. And they became very successful as a storyteller and a musician. So that's what I do as an entertainer. I see entertainment as almost a sacred obligation to be. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a good thing to be funny. It's a good thing to be entertaining. I like to study words, and when you entertain someone, you enter or come into the presence of someone else with an intention, and that's what entertainment is. I have an intention, and what I really enjoy most is when I have an opportunity to love my audience, like I believe we all will have that opportunity at this event.
And so I would like to just cut in here and and brag a little bit about you, Swill Canem, and being the managing director of HonorWorks. I guess I can do that. So Swill Canem is an incredible performer, and I come from a family of musicians and performers. So when I say that, I think it had a lot of punch and a lot of meaning behind it. It just last week, he performed and worked with 1,000 kids at the Everett school system. 1,000 kids in one room together, and he's engaging with them. If you want to see some pictures of that, go to our Facebook page. It's just Facebook/HonorWorks. We have some pictures up there. However, I have just the week before that, I saw him perform in front of first graders. Wow. And he totally engaged them and played tag with them afterwards out in the playground. They loved
him. Not too long, though. I didn't play tag. I couldn't keep up with them very long.
And then I've taken him to senior centers. And he's engaged with 80 and 90-year-old people and brought them out of their shell and allowed them to feel their feelings and love the music and be in the story. Just absolutely
Hannah,
wonderful.
Every time you do this, I want to meet myself.
Okay. Hannah, I have to share a story here that Hannah kind of cooked up here. Last spring or last summer, I seen Swill Canem perform at the Native Arts and Culture Foundation Gala, and I believe they're signing on too as an exhibitor. And I was like, wow, there's something to this guy. And then I didn't hear anything. I met Hannah Martin there at that event, and we talked, and we went for coffee, and one day she says, I have to introduce you to somebody. And so she brought this handsome guy to the house, to my little studio on Woodstock there. And he had this little case with him. And I'm thinking, what's he got in the case there? And we talked, and we were supposed to go get coffee. But he's sitting in the studio there where I do my artwork. And he goes, I don't want to go anywhere. I want to stay here. This feels great. And he goes, I have a present for you. And he pulls out the case, opens it up, and there's his violin, and he performed right in my studio, and it was incredible.
Oh, nice.
And that was the best gift I could ever got at that time, and I just want to say thank you.
He thought I was giving him the violin.
Oh!
And let me tell you
that the violin
not
because
giving
you know,
violin.
Yeah, we all go there.
It's hilarious.
So I fell in love for the minute, and Hannah sat there and said that we got to work together somehow, and we've been exploring ideas, and this is the spawn of one of those ideas, and magic happens.
And I want you to know that the commitment is so much more beyond this event. I mean, and I think that's what's going to happen at this event. A lot of friendships will be made, mm-hmm. and both with the Native and non-Native communities. Mm-hmm. And so I highly recommend that everybody that's listening on the radio right now consider setting aside that date, May 30th, from 2 until dark, way past dark. Well, a lot of great things will be happening, and a lot of really wonderful people will be celebrating Aboriginal Native American arts and culture.
It's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful idea. It's a wonderful cause. I mean, that's what we're all about, is sharing the wealth and teaching people mm-hmm. that we are all still here and what we know. And it's great. Well, it can't fail.
Well, we have
one thing that I know is true is that, you know, the spirit of generosity is very powerful. Mm-hmm. And when we hold back physical things, when we hold back money, when we hold back, you know, when we hoard that kind of things, it really stops the flow of life. But when mm-hmm. we're willing to be generous from our hearts, it changes the relationship with the people around us. And I know a lot of us have experienced the intergenerational trauma of potlatches and giveaways being outlawed and enforced by the Bureau of Indian Affairs and in the 30s and the 40s and the 50s, all the trauma that came from the frivolous act of being generous.
Yeah.
We have traumas in us, but really this is going to be a wonderful opportunity for people to be generous with their spirit, with mm-hmm. their hearts.
Oh,
it's going to create some healing possibilities. I know that beyond a shadow of a doubt, just being present to TJ and the people that are involved in organizing this gathering, I'm really excited, and it's going to be so much fun. And there's going to be a lot of laughter. There's going to be a lot of dancing. I think people will accidentally dance.
Most of the time, that's what it looks like when I dance. It looks like it's an accident.
And accidentally smile.
Randomly.
Whoops, look what happened. There was some healing.
We can use that in Portland. I've got to observe that people can be in what looks like bad moods, and it's constantly gray and cloudy here, lots of rain and coolness, and we need something like this. Yes, yeah. We need this healing.
It's going to be
yes,
great.
Indeed.
Very grateful to KBOO for opening their doors and being cooperative and supportive. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you for having us online.
You're very welcome.
And we'd like to say thank you to Swill Canem and Hannah Martine. We're going to let you two go for now unless you have a few more things to say real quick. And if not, then
I do have one thing to say. And okay. Hannah, the friendships that you're making on behalf of HonorWorks in the Portland area is really expanding my perceptions of home. And I want to thank you for the work that you're doing, Hannah, in the name of HonorWorks down there. And TJ, I want to thank you for the friendship. And I know we've only really spent a few moments together in our whole lives, but I really do believe that what we have is a wonderful friendship, and I'm really thankful.
It's an honor.
Gratitude to be a part of this process.
It's wonderful.
Nice to see him.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And look for HonorWorks on Facebook. And thank you, Swill Canem and Hannah Martine.
Wido.
All right. Thank
you.
Have a lovely evening. Bye-bye.
Bye. And now we're going to some Keith Sokola music, a native classic, Indian Cars.
I've been driving in my Indian car to the pound of the wheels drumming in my brain. My dash is dusty, my plates are expired. Please, Mr. Officer, let me explain. I got to make it to a powwow tonight. I'll be singing 49 down by the riverside, looking for sugar, riding in my Indian car. Got my T-bird in the glove box, I ain't got no spare. Got a feather from an eagle, I ain't got no care. The road is empty in my bottle of desire. Daylight is breaking, the sun touches fire. I got to make another powwow tonight. I'll be singing 49 down by the riverside, looking for sugar. Headlight don't work, the radio can scream. I got a sticker that says Indian Power. I stuck it on a bumper, that's what holds my car together. We're on a circuit of an Indian ring. We don't get old, we just get younger. When we're flying down the highway, riding in our Indian car.
Welcome back to Tilikum Wawa, Voices of the People, with your hosts Eugene, Chesley, Etsiona, Lewis, and our special guest in the studio, TJ. And we also have on the phone now Keith Sekola and Cody Blackbird, who will both be performing at Indigenous Experience Northwest 2013.
Right on. Welcome.
Hello. Hi.
Hi. Who do we have? Is that you, Cody?
This is Keith.
I'm here. Oh, hi, Keith.
Oh, cool. We have you both. So how did you, I guess we'll start with Keith. Keith, how did you get involved with the Indigenous Experience Northwest?
I think it was Sue Cody asked if I'd be interested to help out this organization. And he spoke highly of it and what they're trying to prove and do and what they are doing. And so asked if I could do it on that date, and I committed to it, and that's pretty much how I got involved. And then I've been in contact with the organizers, and it's going to be exciting. I'm excited to be part of it.
Awesome.
That's great.
That's awesome. And how about you, Cody? How did you get involved with Indigenous Experience Northwest?
You know, I've actually known TJ. Growing up in Alaska, TJ was my next-door neighbor. I've known him since I was just little. And he's seen me grow up and become the artist that I've become. And a couple years ago, this idea came up, and he wanted to do an art show with music. And he's been working hard with other organizations, putting it together, and finally said, hey, we're ready to go for it. And brought me on, and honored to be a part of it. It's looking to be a great event, and going to be a blast for sure.
Sounds like it.
Well, we look forward to having you two back in Portland. I just heard rumor, Keith, that you're going to be coming out with a new CD pretty soon.
Yeah, I do have a new CD. I kind of made a soft ripple last in the early part of this year, and kind of haven't had an official release, so I'm kind of dropping them as I go along at shows and things like that. So I have my new CD available as well.
And what's it called?
It's called Life is Grand, and I'll be sure to get some copies up to you before the show as well.
Great.
Nice.
Thank you.
And I've also heard rumor, Cody, that you have a CD coming out pretty soon too, huh?
Actually, I'm working with a new band that we just put together called Backwards Medicine, and myself, Tito Ibarra, Corey Ray White, and some other Minneapolis musicians, and as well as a solo round dance CD that I'll be coming out with later this summer. So two new projects on the verge of being released soon.
That sounds incredible. And the name Tito Ibarra makes me break out into laughter. I just think he's so funny, especially the way too personal hand drum song guy on YouTube, which we can't play here, but it's just hilarious.
Tito and Cody have a YouTube little thing on there about traditional flute playing. It's pretty funny, too.
Oh, great. They have all kinds of things.
Yeah, and actually, Keith was doing a show in Rosebud, South Dakota, and we came down and played with him and got to jam out in the room, and we ended up doing a video. I don't know if any of you saw it, but the video, I believe, was it Wolf Moon? It's called
Cold Winds that blow along along the mountains of the West. There's a Wolf Moon, and Cody and I, we had a blast, and we just had a good time making it, but besides, these guys were great musicians. I mean, besides being full of humor they're just great musicians, great singers, great flute players, great everything like that. So it was a blast in not taking ourselves so seriously, but being real serious about our art, you know.
You know, we are flying these two gentlemen in here, Keith and Cody, a few days early. So we're looking to find some more gigs for them or do some maybe a flash mob of some sort somewhere.
Get them some fry bread, that's for sure. Huh?
Yeah,
Yes, absolutely. Fry bread.
That I just also makes me laugh. That's the word.
I just want to say thank you both for coming on board and helping support. The whole thing is about community, about family tradition, and pulling together, sharing our art, our music, and our storytelling. And I don't think we could have had a better selection, you know, for this first time around. And I'm just very grateful that you guys are coming on. So thank you.
I kind of like it because in the old Chitlin' Circuit days, in the old days of the music around New Orleans and things like that, they would put shows together. And this is kind of a show, you know, it's a variety show. Mm-hmm. And somebody's going to dress up. I think Cody's got a real flashy kind of MC. Jackie's going to wear like an Elvis impersonator and things. And
great.
People are going to have a ringmaster and a belly dancer. And a sword swallower and everything like that.
Wow.
You know, it'll be a real circus parade.
And I'm still going to be able to borrow your dress, right?
And in true Northwest fashion, there's going to be a salmon juggler.
Yes.
Don't let PETA hear about that one.
Well, I probably know him. Is his name David Lichtenstein?
Slippery. We're on the slippery slope.
It's a real show, you know, because like the same thing, that the talent and the whole thing of community involvement, and we're kind of breaking down that fourth wall between the audience and the performers.
Yes.
You know, where we're becoming really involved with the community, and we encourage that live performance. You know, it has to be done in the present tense. Mm-hmm. So that backwards medicine can come on people.
Yes. That's why we call it the Indigenous Experience. It's not just an art show. It's not just a music festival. It's not anything like that. It's a well-rounded thing with speakers, performers, exhibitors from the community, and art, and the storytellers. We have Ed Edmo, local regional hero here, coming
yes.
on. We've been out there fishing for a couple more storytellers, but we're not getting any things, so we might just have to have Eugene step up and share a few stories. His eyebrows went up.
I bet he's got some stories, too.
I got some angry poetry.
You know, I don't know if TJ, I didn't catch the first portion of the show, but I don't know if this was mentioned, but part of the vision, as TJ explained it to me and Keith, you know, was taking this show on a national level. And I think it has, you know, perfect capability to do so. And I think this would be a great thing to tour with and take around to other communities and, you know, really submerge people in need of culture and art in communities around the country. So I really, this is just a fabulous idea of mold, you know, meshing together all different Native arts, bringing it in one center for one night of, you know, great fun visiting and laughter and great music, you know.
I guess the cat's out of the bag. We may have mentioned it once before, but this is true. We just want to get through this first one. Like I said before, we are doing this out of pocket, and we do have an Indiegogo site to help fund it. We are looking for sponsorship. I believe we're going to try to do this again in Washington, D.C. in October, and then we're going to try it again in other cities and annually here. So,
awesome. That's so terrific.
And we've had an overflowing list of people interested in other cities, other musicians, other speakers, other artists that are just filling up the email box. And right now, this is the capacity we have for the budget we have or don't have. And
we are all connected, I'll tell you.
Besides looking to the Warm Springs for the salmon, have you gone to tribes to see about getting funding? TJ?
That is coming up this week or this next coming week. I have an incredible a driver that's been phenomenal, bringing me all over the state to pull this together. And thank you, Carrie. Yeah. And we're going to go down to Grand Ronde and to Confederate Tribes Sletz Indians and see if we can get any assistance from them. So if they're listening, hopefully they can reach in their pockets and help out a little bit.
That's great.
Well, I think the whole Portland community is pretty cool, and the community radio station that you guys are part of, and I think it's going to pull together because it's going to it's a variety show. We're going to have underground rock and roller there and people like that. And so I think it's going to be a wonderful support. And there's going to be, I mean, I'm looking forward to going to Portland. And so of all the cities that we named, I'm kind of fired up to come up there.
Mm-hmm. I'd also like to mention, you know, Keith is coming up without his band. So what we've done is recruited local guitar regional hero Brian Harrison to form a trio. And he's got Troy Stutzman and Ryan Ellsworth coming in on bass, and these guys are phenomenal, top notch, all local heroes, and they're pulling in to back you and Cody, and hopefully when Rick Bartow comes, he's bringing his guitar, and just gonna be a good time.
Wonderful.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that collaboration, and Cody and I have worked across the country together on flute guitar melodies as well as vocal and entertaining people, so it'll be really easy to fit some really, really exciting music with this trio, and I hope to have a few female background singers, the Frybread Sisters. the people there at the community radio too. They can be certified on the spot to become a Frybread Sister.
Right on.
Calling all Frybread Sisters, come forth.
Are you going to sign up for that, Wesley?
Cody can certify them. He's authorized to do that.
I hear he has a good eye for that.
Well,
Chesley has a great
Keith
voice here.
The Frybread Sisters, yes, but you know, since we're in Portland, I don't know if anybody who follows me on Facebook saw last time I was there. I just wasn't down for waiting in the Voodoo Donuts line. So if I could have some Voodoo Sisters come and visit me, Voodoo Donut, that would be awesome.
And they're cash only too. Oh, they're dangerously close to KBU. They have two locations, but I'm not going to advertise for them. So. But
bring
we'll hook
your voodoo
you up.
Drums too with you, you know.
The voodoo drums.
Voodoo drum.
Multicultural experience.
Well, you know, going across country, I think it's a really needed thing to show people we are all still here, because all native media news, everything is blacked out on NBC, ABC, and CBS, as everyone knows. You never hear anything. You get spoon-fed news, the same stuff over and over and over in the same stations. And Tilikumwawa brings you this, and KBU brings you this kind of information, and I think that going around the country is well needed to let people know we are still here. It's very important. And thank you. Wado.
Yeah, I think that, you know, like that whole community spirit that we represent through music, you know, much the way the troubadours like Woody Guthrie and people like that who went around and told people, the power is with us.
That's right.
You know, it is not with corporations, or it is not without seed companies.
Thank you.
You know, it's not without tribes and things like that. Mm-hmm. The power is with us. And it's a real kind, it's a real loving power. It's a real humble power, too. And so these community things, these are the way to go.
Mm-hmm. You're right. And thank you for doing it, because it's a wonderful thing, and it's a loving thing. It can't go wrong. It's a blessing.
Thanks again, guys, for coming on board. Just greatly appreciated. And
well, I know I arrive a couple days ahead of time at 4:20 in the afternoon, so I'm really looking forward to this omen.
Can't help you out there.
You know, I just flew out of L.A. the other day at 4:20 in the afternoon.
What's it all mean?
It means those donuts are going to taste really good.
We're going to in Amsterdam, of all places.
What kind of experience are we promoting here?
This is family. The
real one.
This is coincidence of freedom, you know.
That's right. There you go.
So I just want to mention that the spirit and the theme of the Indigenous Experience Northwest runs a long line parallel with the Idle No More movement. Mm-hmm. That's going on around the world. And hopefully there'll be a flash round dance there.
Yeah, we'll do one for sure. And I think we should post it and do an Idle No More round dance and We'll have a semi-rehearsal of it, too.
In front of Voodoo Donuts.
At 420.
Here we go. Let's do it. I don't know more round dance at Voodoo Donuts.
That's such a great idea. Month.
It is. It
sounds like people are being idle no more.
Yeah.
So just know that tickets are available at Cedar Mountain Drums here in town and also on Brown Paper Tickets, or you can go to the website at Indigenous Experience Northwest 2013, Indigenous Experience NW.com.
Woo!
NW. Okay. Northwest Experience Northwest.
NW.com.
Well.
We'll paste it on our Facebook, but you have to be friends with us, so make friends with us.
Yeah, make friends with Tilikum Wawa, Honor Works. Are you on Facebook, Keith Sokola?
Yeah, I am.
We're friends with him.
Oh, are we? Where have I been? Sorry, Keith.
Cody needs friends, too.
Are we friends with Cody, too?
Oh, yeah. <Cody's friends>.
I was neighbors with him. I don't know how we became friends.
I want to say I really love both your guys' music, Keith and Cody. I think you guys are great musicians. Keith's music I've known for a lot longer than yours, Cody. But you guys are fantastic. It makes me feel proud and almost like kind of a fatherly way that you guys are doing these wonderful things for the people and putting out this wonderful music. I'm really thankful. I want you guys to know that.
Yes.
And I'm really glad you guys are going to be in town. It's going to be great seeing you guys at Indigenous Experience Northwest. And I really look forward to meeting you both and shaking your hands and getting my picture taken with you and saying, hey, everybody, look, I've actually seen – I have pictures of me and Cody and me and Keith. This is awesome.
At the Scottish Rite Center on May 30th.
Stage, you know, and maybe sing with the Fried Bread Brother or the Voodoo Brother.
That sounds great. Well, unless you guys have something else to say, we'll probably let you go here, play a few more songs, and make some announcements.
I'll send up the music to you, we'll get some of the new album played, and maybe we can even come up there and do a little live radio interview or song when we're up there.
Right on.
Yeah,
I think we can work that
something.
In.
Yeah.
We'd love to have your music, for sure.
Okay. William Cody will come down here the day before or something. This guy set it up, and we'll do a live studio song, or that'll be a good time. We'll have a nice version of Indian Cars for you.
Wonderful. Oh, sweet.
We heard you punked it up.
Yeah. We got a
I said punk.
Like the punk skate version is I think it's an indication of the dynamicness of our people and how we're changing and everything like that, you know, I'm excited to play it too.
Hey,
all kinds of versions. We'll do a community round dance.
Nice,
right on.
I gotta tell you, I've probably played Indian Cars over 20 times with Keith, and not one time has it been the same. it's always
black. He always forgets the keys of his flute, so I gotta change it. You know? Okay, if I don't got a G flute. Oh, I gotta put in an A. Okay, I got an A. Oh, I don't got an A. I got a C flute. So
oh. Kind of put it on the flute.
One time he's feeling down, so I got to play it slow.
Who's driving the car anyway?
He's always driving.
All right. Well, I'm really having fun with you guys, and look forward to y'all, and we're really going to have a good time.
Yeah,
thank you.
Great.
Hey, I have one last question. Hey, Cody, I hear that you're up for some more nominations at the NAMAs, the Native American Music Awards.
Oh, yes, thank you. I'm up for Best Debut Group with Frank Wallen for a song we did called Hear My Cry, as well as Song Single of the Year for Hear My Cry with Frank, and also a little music video that was filmed in the city of Malibu, California, the title track of my last album, We Choha, is nominated for Best Long Form Music Video.
And just confirmed today that I will be performing at the 14th Annual Native American Music Awards on May 10th in Niagara Falls as well.
Awesome.
Beautiful. So, wow.
Everybody should visit NativeAmericanMusicAwards.com and cast your votes for all your favorite artists.
Wonderful. Thanks. We will.
Well, thanks again, you guys.
Guess who ours will be.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Look forward to seeing you next month.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Till we meet again.
Keith, I hope you're enjoying the desert. It's really cold and blizzardy up here in northern Minnesota.
Oh, geez.
Well, Arizona's the sun shining and it's 80 degrees.
Oh, my
You almost made DJ spit.
I can't say anything. I just vacated in the Palm Springs.
Wow.
Oh, well, thank you, guys. And now they're hanging up. Okay, and we'll play a little bit of music and give a few announcements and remind you of the websites to visit to find out more information on this stuff.
Hello. We have some powwow announcements. The big one I'm going to talk about is the 44th annual Mother's Day powwow at Eugene, Oregon at the university. And hopefully Eugene and Sushley will be there, too.
That would be great.
It's going to be, it is. It's one of the best powwows in the state. It's going to be May 6th to May 7th, Friday and Saturday, grand entry, 12 p.m. and 7 p.m. And
May 6th and 7th is Monday and Tuesday. I think
Mother's Day is the 12th this year, so maybe it's
It is.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. And it's going to be a great fun, and everybody come down and dance. I got my new regalia.
Oh.
So, I'm going to be fun. And on the 27th of this month is the Multicultural Student Powwow, the 20th annual at the Western Oregon University in Monmouth. It'll be noon to midnight, free admission, open to the public, always. Bring your friends and neighbors, show them what Indians are like, we're all still here. And it'll be at the new physical education gym. The MC will be Nick Sixkiller from Eugene. Yeah, and the host drum will be Little River Drummers. And that's not Pony, is it?
No, he's in Alaska.
Oh, okay. And the first grand entry will be at noon, dinner break, 5 to 7, free dinner provided while supplies last. And they have some good food, believe me. Second grand entry, 7 p.m., and there will be jackpot dancing, whatever that is. I've never heard of that before, but it sounds like it'll be fun. And that's it for powwows.
And we heard music tonight by Keith Sekola and Cody Blackbird, of course.
Yeah. Indian Cars, a classic.
Comedy by Voodoo. We thank you, Kurt, an engineer. Stay tuned to listen at 8 o'clock to Paula's Picks, and up next is Hard Knock Radio.
We have an event tomorrow, Wisdom of the Elders Celebration, from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., it looks like. And
free salmon dinner.
Yeah, and I'm not sure. Where is it at?
Yeah.
I believe it's at the Eco Trust in the Pearl District.
Oh, okay.
Is there a phone number?
And no, but there's an email address.
Great.
You could look up Wisdom of the Elders.
Yeah, go to Wisdom of the Elders. Yeah.
And with that, we are going out with Fry Bread by Keith Cicola. It's been a great show. And don't forget, Shus Lee said punk.
Yeah, punk. Punk. And don't forget the Ushi Powwow on May 4th and 5th at PSU. We'll talk about that more later.
Right on. And Dora Dagohate, which means until we meet again next Thursday, 6 to 7 o'clock.
Yeah. And next Thursday will be an anti-nuke special going from 6 to 8.
Right on.
With, yeah. Good night.
He likes his cornbread bannock, tortillas, hot fanatic, peaky bread, pop of his pumpernickel, oven bread, rye bread with a pickle. Croissants and pastry, taste tasty, he doesn't seem to mind. A mile-long fry bread line, cause we're all the same inside. We need fry bread all the time. Sopapillas, bagels would be nice. Crazy for that pita bread, jalapeno pepper bread, fry bread.
Percent of Oregon's prison population return to their communities. This includes people convicted of a sex crime. Many people convicted of a sexual offense want to change their behaviors and seek treatment in our communities. April 29th on Prison Pipeline, a sex therapist explains public misperceptions of and treatment for persons convicted of sex crimes. She'll tell about the lost opportunity to educate a Southeast Portland community after the neighborhood's harsh criticism forced her to move her clinic. That's Prison Pipeline, April 29th at 6:30 p.m.
Corporations are not people. Money is not speech. Author and radio show host Tom Hartman is referring to a growing movement in this country to pass a 28th Amendment to the Constitution. On Friday, April 26th at 7 p.m., Hartman returns to Portland to speak on We the People, not We the Corporations. That's at the First Unitarian Church at Southwest 12th Avenue and Main Street. He will also be speaking in Salem on Saturday, March 27th at 1 p.m. at the Grand Theater on Northeast High Street. You can refer to the KABU Community Events page for more information or firstunitarian.org.
Fellow humans, let's hope you are listening to KBOO Portland, KABU Community Radio, here at 90.7 FM, all the way to the left of the dial and a bit back to the right. Coming up in this hour, it is 7:02, so it is the 7 o'clock hour, is Hard Knock Radio. Stay tuned, it begins now. Thank you.
Yo, check this out. Hard Knock Radio coming at you, bringing the noise. This is Chuck D, Public Enemy number one, news, views, and hip-hop.
And I am Elizabeth Petita Martinez here with Hard Knock Radio.
Oh,
and you are?
I'm Yuri Kochiyama with Hard Knock Radio.
This is Dolores Huerta, and this is Hard Knock Radio.
You know you're dealing with the black terror, less Darth Vader. Only bite my tongue when I rock the crossfader. This is the grand verbalizer, funky lesson, brother Day of the X-Clan. Give him big up and respect to Hard Knock Radio.
Davey D hanging out with you this afternoon, Hard Knock Radio. Today is a very special day. It is Public Enemy Day. After 30 years of being together, the group is going to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Their accomplishment is vast. They've done world tours. I think they're numbering on their 80th or maybe their 90th world tour. They put out two albums this past year, and they're continuing without an end in sight. Tonight is going to be a very special one, and we wanted to remind people of the greatness of Public Enemy. Chuck D, as you know, is no stranger to the station. Professor Griff has been here numerous times. The S1W's, Flavor Flav, we salute them. Just the other night, I found a cassette from an interview that took place in 1988-89 at Oakland. It was at the Henry J. Kaiser Convention Center, on that bill with EPMD, Stetsasonic, Public Enemy. It was one of the first interviews that they have done with people here in the Bay Area, one of their first shows, and we captured that moment. The tape was damaged, which is why it never aired. We cleaned it up, and we wanted to share it with you so you can get an idea of the mindset that this group had when they first bursted on the scene, and they had the album Nation of Millions to hold us back. And they're talking about everything from who gets to decide and dictate standards in the black community, to violence in the black community, to critics who try to weigh in on cultural aesthetics in our community and are outsiders. In the interview, there was a number of us that were standing around with our tape recorders in hand. And so it was like a mini press conference, and you'll hear the voices of a number of people asking questions, including myself.